Pro-Palestine radicals admit to setting fire to McDonald's building in France. By Kurt Sindelka on April 9, 2025. A group of pro-Palestinian extremists have claimed credit for a fire that consumed a McDonald's restaurant building in France this week. A fire broke out on Monday evening at a new McDonald's restaurant still under construction in Montreuil, near Toulouse. The fire burned the building to a crisp before firefighters eventually put out the blaze in the early hours of Tuesday morning. In the wake of the fire, a local activist group named Les Frites Insoumises, the Unruly Fries, claimed responsibility for the fire, claiming that the arson attack was intended to support Palestinians and oppose the expansion of McDonald's in France over the company's support of Israel. The radical group's name was apparently influenced by the far-left La France Insoumise, LFI, party of pro-Gaza zealot Jean-Luc Mélenchon, who has been at the forefront of the anti-Israel movement in France. In a statement reported by the Libération newspaper, the group said, Les Frites Insoumises set fire to the McDonald's under construction in Montreuil, in support of the Palestinian people, and against the new expansion strategy of the firm, which wishes to open 50 new restaurants this year and impose its presence throughout France in order to compensate for financial losses due to the boycott. McDonald's has been facing boycotts across France and elsewhere after the company's branch in Israel donated hundreds of thousands of meals to the Jewish state's military, security forces, and health service in the wake of the October 7 Hamas terror attacks that left over 1,200 people dead in Israel. In recent weeks, there have additionally been calls in France to boycott American products over opposition to the Trump administration's policies. In nearby Toulouse, a Tesla dealership was firebombed last month, with an anarchist group taking responsibility for the attack that left 12 cars destroyed. It was estimated that the arson attack caused upwards of €700,000, £580,000/$770,000, in damages. Days later, the Palestine Action Group vandalized President Donald Trump's Turnberry golf course in Scotland, with messages such as Fuck Trump and Gaza is not for sale being scrawled in graffiti throughout the grounds of the world-famous course. President Trump later revealed that the terrorists behind the incident had been jailed, saying, they did serious damage, and will hopefully be treated harshly. The three people who did this are in prison. You cannot let things like this attack happen, and I greatly appreciate the work of Prime Minister Starmer and UK law enforcement. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X. Follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.